Over the last 2 years, we have generated just about $400,000 in revenue, specifically from TikTok. So if you're still thinking that TikTok doesn't work for business, I'm going to break down exactly why it works, and I'm going to reveal someone that I just hired directly from TikTok. Let's cue that intro and get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey everyone, this is Rachel Peterson, your host, but I think you probably already knew that. I wanted to talk a little bit about TikTok for business because still to this day, there are a lot of business owners who say to me like, oh, but TikTok isn't for lead generation. TikTok doesn't generate sales. There's no way that you can build a business from TikTok. And I just want to share with you guys that that couldn't be further from the truth. Now, back in October of 2019 was the very first time that I used TikTok intentionally to grow my business. And I was asked to speak at this little event. I say little kind of laughing because it's actually a really big event in the mastermind space. And that is War Room. And it's hosted by Ryan Dice, Perry Belcher, Roland Frazier, and a guy named Richard. And I always forget his last name and I always feel so bad, but that's okay. So I spoke at War Room specifically about TikTok. One thing that's interesting is that there was another TikTok expert that was supposed to come and he had some kind of flight mix up and didn't come. So I was asked to speak for an hour. And since I had an hour to speak, I was like, I have an idea. Thanks to one of my mentors at the time. What if we do a webinar live on stage, a mini webinar that's 15 seconds long, and we do it on TikTok and then ask people to comment below if they want this free training or whatever. And so we did it. And I recorded it on stage in front of like, I think there was like 200 people there, which was kind of a little bit embarrassing, I'm going to be honest. But I recorded it, set it live, and my team and I followed up and nurtured everyone. Now here's the crazy thing. Within just a couple days, we saw that first sale come through from this. All in all, on that one particular TikTok, we generated 260 leads for one of our businesses. And I was like, oh, this is even better than I realized. There is so much power on this platform. So we started to create content consistently on TikTok. We generate anywhere from 200 to 550 leads for different webinars using TikTok 100% organically. We even hosted a webinar where we did $7,000 in sales directly, organically, 100% profit. And as you guys know, profit is more valuable than just revenue, right? So we've been continually putting out free offers, lead magnets, calls to action on TikTok, using it to grow our business in between different types of content. And we've been adding up behind the scenes the amount of revenue that we've generated from TikTok. And this is kind of wild, I think. I think it's absolutely wild. And we realized that it is crossing $400,000 in revenue from TikTok. Now, we'll try our best to break all the profit down and everything. There is some overhead just in general in both of our businesses. But of that $400,000 in profit or in revenue that we've generated, there were no additional expenses, meaning that it was pretty darn near 100% profit. We could take out the expenses of bringing in a video editor to support me with editing videos. We also could take out the costs and expenses of having people respond to comments on TikToks. So with all of that, we still would be at over $390,000 in profit directly from TikTok. Most of that is over the last year, which is kind of wild. But this is also really interesting. So there's an incredible interior designer. Her name is Ariel Arts, or at least that's her work name or her performance name, right? And Ariel got my attention on TikTok when I was looking for an interior designer and or interior decorator. She was hired so fast, I can't even tell you. There is so much power, and so many businesses are completely sleeping on the power of TikTok. TikTok is why Square and American Express contacted me to train small business owners. TikTok is why some major press opportunities have happened, including, I'm pretty sure, I don't know if the article's gone live yet, but Forbes, an entrepreneur, contacted me because of TikTok. I was featured in The Sun. There is so much opportunity that a lot of business owners are sleeping on. And I'm going to be honest, I don't even go hard on TikTok. If I went hard, I'm willing to bet we could probably generate seven figures in profit from TikTok if I spent 1 to 2 hours per day focusing on it, but instead I just create several TikToks per day. It takes me about 5 minutes for each one. Imagine if I went hard. Imagine if I had a full team of five marketing people helping me. We create our own content for one major reason, and that is because I want to eat, sleep, live, breathe exactly what I preach. If I'm teaching something, I want to be actively doing it. I do have one team member that supports me with amplifying my voice on social media, but I still create the majority of our content intentionally. It takes me 2.5 hours a day, and my list is very long, but that includes 3 to 10 TikToks per day. So in 2.5 hours a day, we create more content for our entire business that moves everything forward organically with way more profit than most businesses do in a week. That includes TikTok. That includes recording a YouTube video, recording a podcast. That includes emailing my list, creating content for all of our different programs and groups. So 3 to 10 TikToks per day, it's not that hard. And only one of those has to be specifically about business in order to have massive growth. Just 2 days ago, I'm going to pull it up in my play because that's what TikTok likes to do. I did a video talking about a huge win that I had for one of our clients in our agency. And this TikTok took me about 1 minute start to finish from recording to editing to pushing it out there. And I'm looking at the stats in real time. It has 174,000 views. Huh. Not too shabby. 126 comments, 4,500 likes. That's pretty cool. So I did a follow-up sharing specifically how we did these really cool things for our client, as well as sharing a case study. And I'm going to pull up the stats from that too. That video has 20,700 views and dozens of business owners asking me, how can I work with you? We got text messages, we got Instagram messages, tons and tons of business owners saying, how do we hire you? Please tell us more. We need to know. But here's the thing, I'm not the only one. There are so many people who are booking business consistently using TikTok. One that I have to call out is Kelly Sturdivant. She is, in my opinion, one of the greatest Facebook ad strategists that I have seen in this next era of marketing. And Kelly is constantly booking consults and opportunities and clients that discover her through TikTok. People buy her programs, her coaching. It's amazing. Teresa Toledo, she's incredible at Pinterest. She's continually showing up on Pinterest. And guess what? People are booking her for strategy calls, discovery calls. She's getting leads. She's building her list. She's selling programs. It is so powerful. And so many people are sleeping on it when it's a free opportunity that's sitting right in front of us right here, right now, today. Oh, I just feel bad because I know in 5 years, people are going to be like, Rachel, should I get on TikTok? And I'll be like, well, yeah, but you like missed it when I was talking about it for the last 7 years. Like right now is a very prime era. People are still asking me actually to this day, should I get on Instagram? And I'm like, well, I mean, you could still grow on Instagram, but why wouldn't you get on platforms with unlimited, untapped viral potential, such as TikTok or YouTube? I'm getting a little ranty here, which is kind of funny, but I feel really passionate about this. There's just so much opportunity right here, right now for businesses on TikTok. It's insane. It is insane. So in case you're like, I just don't know where to start. How do I use TikTok for business? If you go to rachelpeterson.com, you'll see that I put together an entire starter pack for free on TikTok so that you can get started. totally for free, which is so exciting. If you're like, wait, how do I access that? You can go to my IG bio, and the link is in my bio there. There's also a link in my TikTok bio as well. It's my TikTok starter pack. It's a great way to get started. I also have a free community where I teach people about TikTok. Yes, I do have the Talk Academy, the TOK Academy. That's a topic for another day. But let's see if we can get you some free traction. Let's make things happen. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Bye.